JSE Trade Connect is a platform for the South African investment community to exchange insights, share views, and showcase their offerings, and of course, to connect. This is an annual event, and this year it'll be held at Century City Conference Center, Cape Town, on the 27th of February. This year's conference will focus on the key issues facing the investment community, both on the buy and sell side. The focus will be on issues such as product innovation and liquidity sourcing. So, if you're part of the investment community, either as a buyer or a seller, this is one you don't want to miss. To find out more, we're joined by Vuyo Mashika, Head of Equity and Equity Derivatives at the JSE. Hi, Vuyo. Thanks for your time. South Africa has the most developed capital market in Africa, and I guess that's in large part due to the efforts of the JSE in setting the standards for raising capital and trading securities. Talk about South Africa's role as the access point for local and foreign investors into Africa, if you would.
Thank you very much, and good morning, and thank you for having me. So South Africa plays a pivotal role in the global economy as the most sophisticated, liquid, and well-regulated financial market on the African continent. So as the gateway to Africa's investment opportunities, we offer a stable, transparent and efficient platform for both local and international investors that are seeking exposure to one of the fastest growing regions in the world. And at the heart of this is the JSE, which is Africa's largest and most advanced capital market, which provides world-class trading infrastructure, deep liquidity and a diverse range of investment instruments. Now, if we look at the JSE's connectivity to the global financial hubs, we allow seamless capital flows into and out of Africa, positioning South Africa as a preferred entry point for investors that are looking to tap into the continent's growth potential.
Right. Tell us a bit about the JSE Trade Connect conference, how long it's been going, and why has this become an important annual event for the JSE?
Thank you for that question. So the JSE Trade Connect conference was launched in 2019. It came about from recognizing that there's a need to bring together the industry, the decision makers in the industry to discuss the topical issues and the challenges that, need to be addressed. Now, as you mentioned earlier, this is South Africa's premier equity market structure, bringing together, as I said, senior decision makers across the financial markets ecosystem. Now, this includes buy-side and sell-side firms, liquidity providers, connectivity and software vendors, as well as policymakers. And the aim really is to collaboratively address the most pressing issues shaping market structure, trading dynamics, and investment flows. Now, in terms of the objectives, the objective of the conference is not merely to facilitate dialogue, but it's really to drive tangible outcomes that enhance the efficiency, competitiveness, and the appeal of South African capital markets. And then the insights and feedback that is gathered from these discussions really goes into informing the strategic initiatives of the JSE, as well as influence the industry as a whole, influencing market development, product innovation, as well as regulatory considerations. Now, since we went live in 2019, in each year, what we do is we focus on a critical theme that is aligned with the evolving market dynamics. For instance, if I start from, let's say, 2023, in that conference, we explored the impact of competition and market fragmentation on local market structure. We examined how competitive forces influence liquidity, the cost of trading, and market stability. Then in last year's conference, we focused on the broking model of the future, analyzing how the industry is evolving in response to shifts in market structure, regulation, and global trends. As you mentioned, for this year, the theme is strengthening the investment appeal of the South African markets. So this is recognizing that there's an urgent need to position South Africa as a globally competitive investment destination amid the shifting capital flows, regulatory developments, and emerging asset classes. So the key selling point really about our conference is that Unlike many industry conferences where discussions end at the event, the Trade Connect conference directly influences market developments. So, for instance, a prime example is if you look at some of our recent product introductions and technological innovations, such as COLO 2.0, which we launched in 2023, that was a key infrastructure enhancement that was driven by market feedback to improve connectivity efficiency for our clients. Similarly, if you look at JSC's ongoing initiatives to lower cost off market access, those have been directly informed by stakeholder engagement through this platform.
We've read quite a bit about companies delisting from the JSE. I think that's not just unique to the JSE, but it's happening worldwide on other exchanges as well. Take us through the performance of equity markets over the last year, in particular since the formation of the Government of National Unity.
Great question. So since the SA elections, there's really been positive sentiments towards the South African capital markets. But maybe if I take a step back just to give more context and go back to the start of 2024. So that was before the elections. So there was a lot of risk aversion from market participants. Liquidity was thin. A lot of participants were sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the outcome would look like. There were regulatory considerations and geopolitical tensions as well that impacted that. So the start of last year really was quite challenging from liquidity perspectives and trade volumes. But what we saw from the announcement of the GNU post the South African elections is that things started to pick up. And this was due to the reduction in the political uncertainty with a lot of optimism around the GNU reforms. There were additional factors that contributed as well, such as the positive fundamental and sentimental shifts based on consumer confidence, improved GDP growth outlook, and that essentially drove stronger risk appetite from investors. So South African equity markets have performed very well. And if you look at 2025 so far, they've continued to deliver solid returns, which are benefiting from improved earnings growth and attractive valuations. So over the past decade or so, South African equities have really underperformed the global equities. So at this point, local equities are seen as relatively cheap compared to their international counterparts, and that is drawing investor interest. We're seeing positive shifts in the fundamentals as well, which is presenting opportunities to generate foreign interest to South Africa as the emerging market of choice. Another thing, factor that is worth mentioning is South Africa's role, for instance, within the global equity market indices. We've seen over the last few years, South Africa's weight continue to decrease for a number of reasons. But since the GNU, that has really stabilized and we're starting to see the upturn. You also alluded to the delistings. So that's a trend we had seen in the past. And as you rightly mentioned, it's not specific to the JSE. It's a global trend. But we are seeing that the tide starting to turn there. For instance, last year we had eight new equity listings, IPO listings in our market. And the pipeline for 2025 is quite strong as well. So we're very optimistic.
And just on the pipeline for 2025, can you give us an idea how many companies you expect to list this year?
There's a strong pipeline, but it's always difficult to be precise in terms of timing because, for instance, some companies that have indicated that they want to list on the JSE, they've said that they're waiting, for instance, for market conditions to improve. So it's always difficult to be precise in terms of timing. But like I said, the pipeline is strong. And as those developments continue to progress, announcements will be made to the media.
Returning to the SA or the JSE Trade Connect conference coming up this month, what are some of the topics that are going to be covered and who do you expect to be in attendance?
As global capital flows become increasingly selective, Really, the aim for South African markets is to remain competitive, liquid and attractive to both local and international investors. So the conference for 2025 will bring together the senior executives from the asset management, market making, infrastructure and policy to address the key levers that will define the future of South Africa's investment landscape. So specifically focusing on the key topic. So the keynote speech will examine the strategic approaches to position South Africa as a critical component of international investment portfolios. Now, Mr. Abel Sithole from the PIC will be delivering that keynote speech, and it's something we're really looking forward to hearing his thoughts and insights on that. Then we've got the strong panel of buy-side clients. Now, these are clients looking after the country, some of the biggest cash allocations, looking after investors' assets. In that panel, they will be discussing how they are navigating the geopolitical uncertainty, the shifting capital flows and regulatory changes, and where they see the best investment opportunities in the South African equities. Then the next panel that follows that will examine the rise of digital assets, innovative investment vehicles, and whether the current regulatory framework adequately supports new product development. Then something we'll dive into in terms of examining the liquidity and market structure of the South African environment. We'll be looking at so there's alternative trading venues that are emerging, and global best practices are continuing to evolve. In that next panel, we'll examine the traditional market structures, whether they remain effective and fit for purpose, and we'll also explore potential solutions to enhance liquidity distribution and price formation. Another panel after that, this is where we will be bringing international executives. Here, we're really looking at getting global perspective in terms of how global investors see South Africa as an investment opportunity. So in this panel, these experts will provide an outsider's view on the risks, opportunities, and trends that are shaping global capital allocation to South Africa and other emerging markets. Then the last panel of the day and of the conference will explore how technology is shaping trading performance and risk management. So that's really the gist of it. And this all ties back to the theme of the conference, which is strengthening the investment appeal of South African capital markets. In terms of the key and notable attendees, we've got senior stakeholders from the largest buy-side firms, regulators, as well as the key stakeholders as well from the south side and technology providers. So it's a conference that is generally well attended, and we're looking forward to hosting everyone that will be attending.
Well, we look forward to it, and we're going to leave it there. That was Vuyo Mashika, Head of Equity and Equity Derivatives at the JSE. And just a reminder that the conference, the JSE Trade Connect Conference, is happening at Century City Conference Center, Cape Town, on the 27th of February. Thanks very much for your time, Vuyo.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.